Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Trouble for Glaxo.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Drug maker GlaxoSmithKline faces some serious questions about one of its top-selling drugs. A study in the New England Journal of Medicine says this diabetes drug, Avandia, may cause heart problems. Sound familiar? That was the conclusion about Merck's painkiller, Vioxx. Glaxo shares are tumbling overseas. Our correspondent Stephen Beer joins us from London with more. Stephen?
The shares fell a further 3% in London this morning, extending yesterday's fall of 5%. The company's stock market value has now fallen by the best part of $13 billion. The trigger, this research by the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, suggesting that Glaxo's diabetes drug, Avandia, raises the risk of heart attack by 40%.
Yeah, I was reading that the same guy who found problems with Vioxx also found problems with this drug. Do we have any sense at this point whether or not the fallout could be on that kind of scale like Vioxx?
Well, this is Glaxo's second best-selling drug. One analyst here says, unless this research can be refuted, this is going to be very seriously damaging for one of the cornerstones of the company.
And what is the FDA saying at this point?
Well, the FDA is saying that it's keeping an open mind on this. It says that this research conflicts with other studies. It's not asking Glaxo to take any action. It's merely urging patients with known heart problems to consult their doctors about taking Avandia. And Glaxo, of course, is standing by its drug. It says that this research is based on incomplete evidence and doubtful methodology.
Okay, Stephen Beard in London, thanks.
Okay, Scott.
Glaxo shares are weighing on the European markets. Stocks in Europe are down a fraction. On Wall Street, the results were mixed yesterday. The Dow lost 13 points to 13,542, but the broader S&P 500 gained 2 points. It's just a couple points from its all-time high. The NASDAQ put on 20 to 2578. Asian stocks gained a quarter of a percent today. There have been plenty of stories about company laptops being stolen. Sometimes the thieves make off with personal information about hundreds of thousands of people. Today, the telecom firm Alcatel-Lucent rolls out a new product designed to solve this problem. It's called Nonstop Laptop Guardian. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
To keep their laptops secure while they're traveling, business people generally have to go online and log into a secure company network. Then they can back up data or get security updates. But, says Dor Schuller of Alcatel-Lucent, the Nonstop Laptop Guardian lets the IT department back home communicate with the laptop, no matter what its owner is up to.
This takes the employee out of the equation. You can do backups and patches at midnight while the laptop is turned off and put under your bed, for example.
And if the laptop is stolen, he says, IT can freeze the data it contains so thieves can't plunder it. Pete Lindstrom is an analyst with the Burton Group. He says Alcatel-Lucent has come up with a unique product.
Over the next 2 or 3 years, I think it could be a nice boost to the bottom line.
Perhaps it's too unique? Only subscribers to wireless broadband services can use the product. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com, and by Fox Searchlight, presenting Once, the tale of two kindred spirits making music and finding romance on the bustling streets of Dublin, now playing in select theaters. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
Surely you've been surfing on the web and seen those bright flashing pop-ups that say, click to win. It's usually a contest for some kind of shopping spree. We wondered how this works, how a small company can afford to offer sweepstakes. turns out there's a website called ePrize that provides this service to small businesses and helps them collect your information in the process. Sean Cole has more.
The service is called Caffeine. ePrize says it's a way of energizing your company's marketing. And if you go to the ePrize website, a very caffeinated woman there will tell you all about it.
Consumers respond to the chance to win, plain and simple. But to be really successful, you've got to have prizes that make people's eyes pop, prizes that impress. Historically,
and with Caffeine, the prizes are pooled. That is, customers of a bunch of different businesses, all running separate Caffeine promotions on their separate websites, are vying for the same shopping spree or kitchen makeover.
And basically what that does is it allows an advertiser to offer up a big, juicy, exciting prize without writing a big, juicy, exciting check.
This is Josh Linkner, the CEO of ePrize. He says the chance to win is tantalizing bait, as evidenced by the entire city of Las Vegas.
And what happens there is people pay with their hard-earned money for the chance to win. In this case, it's easier because all they're doing is really paying with their attention and their information.
Sean.
Because when I register for a Caffeine contest on, say, the website of a local dry cleaner, I give my name, email, address.
I'll put my P.O. box.
And when I do, the dry cleaner pays ePrize $1. If I log into the game again, ePrize gets another 15 cents. Meantime, that dry cleaner can send me all kinds of coupons and surveys.
It's like buying marketing gold for pennies.
Thank you, Peppy Lady. The thing is, I can opt not to receive any promotional material, but a surprising number of people say, sure, send me stuff. Quality Cleaners in Royal Oak, Michigan, for example, says almost half of the 230 people who entered the contest agreed to be contacted. But it was clear that some of the entrants just wanted to win a prize. Josh Linkner at ePrize says those people are in the minority.
And so you may get a couple exceptions that come. And those that do, you know, again, they can opt out and the advertiser doesn't have to waste any time, money, or energy on that person.
But Quality Cleaner says a few people who say they want to be contacted really don't. They just think they have a better chance of winning if they say they do. In Boston, I'm
Sean Cole
for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.